3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's cold. Wow. Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy. We are live. We are presented by Ice Mountain, and we don't have Tyler today.
He gone. Sick again.
Pukes Magoo.
Really? Is that?
That's what he told me. I don't know.
Well, he didn't send out a company-wide text, so I had no idea he was sick. So that's his fault.
Well, he texted me, so that was
funny. No, I know, but we need company-wide.
You should have been a dicker, like, you got to show me proof.
Yeah.
Through text.
I mean, I've thought about doing that before. Like, because I get this feeling that I'm not sick very, I don't miss work very often, but when I'm sick, I get the feeling that someone doesn't believe me. So like maybe like a from up top selfie of me like scrunched down the toilet.
No, I wouldn't believe that because then you're definitely faking. I would need your wife to have like an around the corner of the room video of you just in shambles.
What? Or I could just like try, I could tripod it too. I could try
that. I just set it up.
Yeah.
Like you're doing a TikTok.
Yeah.
And I need it coming out of both ends. So I need you on the toilet with holding a garbage can is what I would need.
We're almost coming up on the year anniversary of when it came out one end. And no, it wasn't the top end. That is probably the worst sickness of all time. When you're spraying out of your ass.
I know. When was this a like notable thing?
This was Easter of last year. I
don't think you need details on it, but I don't remember this. Well, so no, to say the anniversary, like we're going to be like, shitstorm of 2023.
It was. Yeah, I was over Easter weekend. That's I didn't miss work, though. You know, that's I only get sick on the weekends.
That'd be like a curse. I'm cursed. I only get sick when I don't have to work. That would suck.
Yeah.
Being on vacation and getting sick.
The worst.
You guys ever fake sick when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Like out of school.
To get out of school, you did? Well, so what would you do?
Just say I'm not feeling good.
Like you, it was a headache? Was it like nausea? Were you shitting your brains out?
It was mostly nausea. I did.
Mm, yeah. Nice.
Huh. I always thought about like the Campbell's chunky soup. That bit, and
yeah,
I could never build up the courage to actually do that.
So, Jared, we're talking about shopping malls today and how we would save them, right?
Correct.
How we would save shopping malls. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get into that, I feel like the only good excuse to go to a shopping mall today is either going to the phone store like Verizon or AT&T or going and getting a suit. Right. Like I feel like phone stores and suit stores are the only things keeping malls going because now in the mall in Fargo, like Best Buy is in there. Right. Mm-hmm. But now you don't even have to go into the mall. It's just as if Best Buy was its standalone store because you can reach it from the outside. They got drive up all that. What are people going to the mall for anymore? What else other than those?
I mean, if a mall does have a solid food court, that's a good reason.
What mall ever has had a solid food court?
I mean, the mall in town here's got solid food court.
I mean, it's just Dairy Queen,
Cajun Cafe,
Chinese food, and McDonald's.
Rising Bread Co. That place is good. You can't get any of those outside the mall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But again, I wouldn't go out of my way
right
to go to Rising Bread Co. in the mall.
When was the last time you were at the mall that wasn't for your phone or a suit?
I was gonna say,
and Santa Claus.
I was gonna say Chili's, but that was pre-suit.
That was same time.
But you went to Chili's. You didn't go to the mall. I know it's connected, Chili's, but it's not the same.
Well, we went to Chili's, and then we went and got our suits for the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. And Chili's is in the mall,
so that doesn't even count.
Yeah,
That's
where business gets done.
I did go to the card shop. I did go to the card shop last summer. So, give me 6 months ago.
Okay. Jared, what about you? You ever going to the mall?
Only if I have like a gift card. That's the only time I do go to the mall.
God, I'd be so pissed if someone gave me a mall gift card for my birthday.
That's almost store. That's like a punch in the stomach. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to make you walk into the mall to use this gift card. It's probably like in the middle of the store, like on the other end.
Yeah, it kind of is. But it's like, here's a card for an errand to run later. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how you feel.
Pretty much.
Dude,
yeah.
I have to go to the mall.
It's like you have to like you have to get yourself hyped up to like, okay, fuck, I gotta go to the mall. I have to use this gift card.
Right.
You know? Exactly.
So that's about it. Only like gift cards and yeah, that's all I can think of. I don't go there to the food court.
Yeah, I feel like the only people that are going are people for phones or suits or teenagers just to do something to not be at home with their friends.
Yeah, get chicks.
Like, I feel like it's just teenagers walking around going to Hot Topic, Hollister, and...
harass the security guard.
And yeah. And to mess around on one of those pianos that are always sitting out there.
They just start playing it really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to get hop in one of those aqua massages. You guys remember those?
I did one once.
Was it nice?
It was so underwhelming.
Okay.
You know, like you think you're going to have a euphoric experience in one of those, the way that they advertise it, but yeah. It is just so mediocre. I'd much rather take a regular massage.
Okay.
It'd be just like if someone took a pressure washer and then you got covered in like a neoprene sleeve and then someone from like 5 feet away just pressure washed your body.
Good
You'd be like, it kind of feels good.
Good to know. I think I begged my parents, I don't know, for probably like 3-4 years straight to get aqua massage. Never did.
I think when I did it, it was my mom was on a spree and me, my brothers, and my dad were chilling. And it was like, I think we were probably annoying him. I'd maybe buy him some time.
Yeah, here's $20. Go get a 10-minute aqua massage
for 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah,
overpriced.
Yeah. Oh, dude, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It'll seem very relaxing.
I mean, I got a good idea on how to save shopping malls.
You do?
Whether it's in the cards, I don't know. It's gonna be very expensive, but I feel like one way to save shopping malls is to get your kids in there. If your kids keep begging you to go to the shopping mall because there's something there, odds are you're probably going to go a few more times. I think having a water park in a shopping mall would be electric.
Well, it's like malls are big. You could have multiple parks. You have Correct. A water park section. You have a trampoline park section.
That would be sick.
You got just a normal play area with equipment. You know, here in Fargo or the northern Midwest in the wintertime, you can't go to the playground. Go to the mall.
Gotcha.
Also
be a good one.
Having a movie theater in the mall would be great because when your wife is off shopping, she's racking up the bill. You can just go and watch a movie.
That is a good point. I would enjoy that.
Because I mean, then number one, when you're waiting for your wife, you want to get comfortable. And sitting in like the center aisle seats, like sometimes you're just like, okay, I need to move over to in front of fucking GNC over there. I need to do some people watching. Let me see who's taking steroids and who's not. But if you could just go watch a movie, it'd be a great excuse to go to the movie theater and also find something to do while your wife is shopping.
Well, and speaking of kids, right? Why don't they bring Santa around more? Why isn't he there? Why isn't he there more times a year? Right. And it might keep kids in line. Right. So they Literally. Usually go around Christmas time, throw them out there in June. And then, and then, you know, you bring them there and you just say like, oh, Santa's really backed up. He needs to know your order sooner. I think people would go see Santa in yeah. June.
Well, you got AC in the mall, too. He ain't going to overheat in that suit.
Right. That wasn't a concern of mine.
It was like a big concern.
Like,
I mean,
whatsoever, right?
But Santa in June could heat stroke. Mm-hmm. If a kid saw Santa get heat stroke and die, I mean, it could scar him for a while.
But who says why can't Santa just wear like shorts and a t-shirt? He's
I mean, that is true. That is
Summer
true.
Santa, yeah, we can call him.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, it's all fairy tale. We don't know.
Exactly. We do whatever we want.
But yeah, I think that maybe bringing him out more times a year could bring in the kids more, therefore the parents, therefore more money pumping through those.
It's like
things.
The mall manager's like, God damn it. Sales are real low. We got to bring out Santa again.
Yeah. It's like that Flex Seal meme where he's slapping the Flex Seal on the water hole. It's like mall general managers when sales are down. Bring Santa.
Might be a good move.
Another thing I think that could save shopping malls is there's actually, you have kids that go. There's also seniors that go, okay. Like old people. They go and they just walk the mall.
Yeah.
So just paint a walking track on the floor of the mall and actually encourage people to just come and walk.
I like that.
So kind of like a walking track throughout the whole entire mall.
Yeah. And then you could even have like a, you could have a video leaderboard.
Yeah.
Spread throughout the mall on TVs. Like fucking Jimbo over here has walked 28 laps a day, but then, he's about to lap Karen for the fifth time, you know?
But then think about it, while they're doing their walk, it's like a marathon where people are standing on the side. GNC could be handing out little
samples.
Creatine samples, yeah, to the old folk.
BCAAs.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea either.
You know, you could have someone outside of Victoria's Secret handing out perfume samples.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd have little markers. You could even make it like a collect stuff and you win a little medal or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like could that. Be a good mall marathon.
Yeah.
And then, like, have like the food cart hand out samples. That's a layup, too.
Yeah. And then, of course, with the old folks, you'd have to have a walking path. And then kind of like in the airports, they have the walking and the standing side. Mm-hmm. You could have a scooter and a walking path, like two different lanes, you know, like bike lane, regular lane.
Speed lane.
Yeah. Well, that's where my head went. Like the walking lanes in the mall are large. Why can't we be racing like motocross and shit in there? Like,
want to do like events.
Yeah. Like an F1 event that comes to a city. Like, let's get the BMX bikes or like the Razor scooters out. Imagine a Razor scooter race throughout the mall and everything's taped off. And that would be,
I would maybe be on board with a Razor scooter race.
Mm-hmm. That'd be sick
because it's so amateur that it would be a mess.
Yeah.
You know,
someone's shin would get cracked. Yeah. Buy a Razor scooter.
I think they just got to be doing more events. They got a bunch of space. Do a cornhole event.
Yeah.
You could do a darts event.
Lawnmower racing you could do.
You could.
Half marathons.
A lot of fumes inside. That's where kind of the motocross thing put a hole in that. Lots of fumes.
We'll go BMX instead.
Yeah, we'll open a window or two.
So you could do
wheelbarrow races. You and a buddy.
Tough Mudder.
I mean, also, like, you could do a beer mile, too, right? It's like you and your buddy, you could tag team a beer mile.
It's so messy.
Because, like, fun drinking events is what people want to go to, I feel like.
Yeah. Do it. Have every store in the mall have little samples of beer, and then you just got to go. You get free samples. You just got to go get a punch card on each one, like they do a pub crawl.
Yeah. Yeah, you slip them a little 15% off coupon. When they're done with the beer mile, head on over to Foot Locker.
And who likes buying more dumb shit than drunk people?
Exactly.
So I think they got to start. Yeah, actually, I think more booze is the answer to save shopping malls.
Yeah.
Go there to drink, and then you go and buy dumb shit.
Yeah, because like those little kiosks in the middle, they're great and everything. But let's
they're fantastic. No,
they're
not.
They're well, worse. They're objectively not. No, and I'm on board with that. I know. But even like airports will have like little like floating bars in the middle of Terminal 1 or whatever.
I love buying dumb shit at the airport after a couple beers at Chili's. Same. 2.
Chili's 2.
I'll buy a $38 fucking magazine, People's Magazine, whatever.
Buy a $40 phone charger.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll buy a $650 pair of Skull Candy headphones because I forgot mine.
Now, another event-wise, this maybe could just be a regular thing, but like they need to pick a day of the week and make it so. Let me back up. A huge thing right now is drive up / pickup, right? Like Target's got now a whole side of the store. You just drive through, they bring it out to you.
Yep.
What you need to be doing is you need to open up the garage doors on the mall and let people drive their cars through the mall.
Fumes.
So they don't got to get out.
Fumes.
We'll ventilate it.
Yeah, we'll get HVAC going.
Okay, well, I'm back on the BMX.
But then they can literally, you know, like you combine a bunch of stuff. So you got the drive pickup. You stop at a store, you love it. You say like, hey, bring me a pair of sweatpants. And you give them the money and they give them right to your car and you keep scooting.
Yeah.
But think about in the wintertime in the Midwest, people love going and driving around looking at Christmas lights. all they're doing is window shopping. Yeah. So you drive your car and you just window shop in your car. So it's just like you drive by, you're like, fuck, those Skechers look great.
Fuck, babe, that bra is sexy.
You just stop in the middle. The traffic get around you.
Yeah, you just drive your car.
It's always a traffic jam by Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. You drive your car right into Victoria's Secret. It's giving me like school pickup line vibes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right.
Which can be, it can be very controversial.
And then the food court's just got people on roller skates going and taking your order and bringing it right to your car.
Yeah.
Bring the drive-through inside is what I'm suggesting.
Well, I mean, it's just making the drive-through industry better. I feel like it's a better experience.
Yeah, one flaw might be like dirty vehicles. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is a brainstorm session, guys. This is not anything concrete.
Here's what you could do: a lot of car washes these days.
Oh my god!
Right
dude.
Away. Yeah.
You
right
get onto the track, you throw her in neutral, and you're window shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You can maybe like maybe the track hangs right over here and this is the exit, or you can keep going through the next section.
That is very okay. Here's the thing. You have a car wash that takes you all the way through the mall. You window shop while you're doing that, and then when you're done, you go and shop at those stores.
Mm.
And it gives you a car wash before you go in so you don't get things dirty, Jared.
That is smart.
Well, I'm saying you'd make an enclosed thing and make the whole thing a car wash.
Oh,
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I mean,
get rid of all the kiosks in the middle.
Okay,
we don't need them.
We don't need them.
Just in terms of length, we could be looking at maybe a $450 car wash if it went through the whole mall.
Well, car wash is, you know, the expensive part is the equipment. The soaps and stuff are easy. You just keep spraying foam on them. People think their car is getting cleaner. You know, foam doesn't cost that much.
Yeah.
Well, then then it might turn into like a foam party.
Hey, you could do that.
Could. Yeah.
Could be a good way to get college students in there.
Good way to pass.
Everything's a foam party.
Yeah. Yeah. The track is not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I mean, you wouldn't be going fast enough to where like an employee could just run an order out while you're still going too.
Yeah, it could be like 1 or 2 miles per hour.
Yeah,
that's be quick.
In a more real sense, they should just build apartments on top of the shopping mall.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's not a bad idea.
Like that's what they need to do.
Yeah,
we already have apartment buildings with storefront underneath, and it's just outside. Why not just make there be an interior area?
Yeah, multi-use building.
Do any malls have apartment buildings?
Just hotels, that's all I know of.
Why?
Zoning.
I mean, Matt, like the foods, like if you could, the food options.
It would actually be very nice if you lived in an apartment.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
The parking is what the nightmare is, I think, maybe.
Yeah. You have to go like through the mall out to your... through the food court, like out to your car.
You mean you could, yeah.
They could have they could have little doors too, like in the middle of like businesses on a main street. Like there's little apartment doors that you key card or whatever.
It'd just be funny if like it's right in the middle.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
imagine if you DoorDash from the food court to your apartment. That would be insane.
It's a great concept though. Mm-hmm. You got food. There's probably going to be booze and beverages somewhere. We have some sort of little bar.
Yeah.
You can damn near every store you want.
Don't have to go outside.
Quite literally, no. Underground parking. Take the elevator up to the apartment floors. Boom.
Yeah.
I think another thing in the Midwest that could be big is just replace where Santa's at usually. The giant pond and stock it and let people fish.
Mm.
Fishing indoors.
I like that.
I like that better than the... then like the coin, the make a wish fountain or like the coin fountain.
Put fish in it.
Exactly.
That would get people going.
I like that one. I think like if there's like, it's kind of going back to the apartment thing, but like a vacant store, you should just be able to move in there and have your apartment like right on the main floor.
Yeah, just buy a storefront.
That would be your sick, house. Actually.
Right by like Spencer Gifts or whatever.
Just no windows in it at all.
That would be sweet. Spencer's just blasting music until 10 p.m. or whenever they close, 9 p.m.
Probably dirt cheap.
Yeah, you could easily buy a storefront for way cheaper than a house these days.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right. You could advertise something like a side hustle business or something. Yeah.
If they, okay, back to the events. If a mall held an event that was like a, like you shut all the lights off and you have a massive game of laser tag in the mall.
Okay, that would be sick.
I like that.
And like you can shut all the storefronts down, but you're using like the furniture and like the tables and the food court and the fucking like the kids' playground, whatever. That would be unbelievable.
That would be very fun. It's almost
like teams of 12 or something.
I mean, there's a reason why on Call of Duties they have mall maps.
Boom.
Yeah, it's boom. Very set up for that.
Yeah,
you can have walkie talkies with your buddy, be like, I saw Ryan going by Claire's. Beeline it to Claire's. And then you're shoot pew 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 and you're like, oh wow, they have 2-for-1 earring deal.
Yeah, or you know, like what are the little race cars called? Do you have, like a
RC car?
Yeah, you, well, the ones in Call of Duty, send one of those babies out.
Yeah. That's smart.
Glitter bomb inside.
Yeah, I ain't cleaning it up though.
No, God, no. That's the mall employees will do that.
Not for me.
And then the mall just is having trouble hiring people because they have fucking glitter all over and none of them want to clean it up.
Got laser tag again this weekend.
Yeah. Fuck. I quit. I'm not giving you a 2 weeks. That would be sweet.
Also, you have to set up the Santa display. A sales account.
I know it's August, but we got to get him back.
Summer Santa's coming.
Santa like shaved his beard for the summer because it gets hot. Like, grow that fucker out. Yeah. So
yeah, every time employees walk into the mall and they see Santa, they think they're gonna get fired.
From a male perspective, I would also have, I'd like to have like a kind of like a glorified chipping and putting like store, that like or area in there, just like a big ass area,
just a big putting miniature golf would be nice.
Yeah, miniature golf, or yeah, you could have like, I mean, like you've seen like the facilities where you chip and putt out of the sand. Yeah, shit, like yeah, it'd be great. Mm-hmm. Anything where I can stay busy while the wife is off doing something.
But
else.
The thing is what I don't know if there's any stores left in shopping malls that Ann's gonna be like, yeah, I gotta go check those out.
That's a good true. Point.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting any foot traffic anymore. So you bring the foot traffic, then the more good stores come, right?
That's a good point.
Build it and they will come.
Mm-hmm.
I think a golf simulator is probably like a kiosk idea would be good too.
Again, it's a foot I mean, there's 10 of them in Fargo now.
That's true.
But it's also like you have one simulator. No one's going to be like, all right, I'm going to go to the mall and play in the sim. And then they take a number and they're in line for 6 hours waiting for the beta. Like open up.
The yeah, but then they just get shit-faced at the bar and spend $200. You know?
The thing is, you would just go to Sweet Shots or Top Golf, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's spitballing here.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, what are people, because people are buying shit online. Hey, let's pretend we're on the mall committee.
Okay.
I'm the GM. Ryan's head of janitorial services. And Jared is chief marketing officer.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know why we have such a hodgepodge of titles in this hierarchy.
All hands on deck meeting.
GM, head of janitorial services,
glitter bombs.
CMO. And we're like, guys, hey, let's throw our hand up, say they got us, you know? Right. The internet's kicking our ass. Mm-hmm. What are people going out to do these days? What are they going out to do?
Say drinking.
Drinking. Boom. We need 4 bars.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What are people going out and
groceries.
Doing? We need a grocery store. But yep. Turn it. Don't let them come in from the outside. Make them walk through the mall.
Get foot traffic going.
It's like, I just don't know.
Kids activities.
Yeah, but the other stuff that we said. Yeah,
okay, I thought we were still in our meeting. I thought the meeting was still going.
No, we are. But we already discussed those. Okay. Yeah. It's just, it's tough.
Yeah.
Do you think the store selection in malls is a subpar? Like, do you think if they had better stores?
Well, they can't get better stores because better stores are smart. And they wouldn't put it in a mall because there's not enough foot traffic because people aren't going to malls anymore. It's kind of a double-edged sword.
I mean, there may be some incentives in there.
They need better stores to get better foot traffic, but they can't get more foot traffic. They can't get better stores without more foot traffic.
Stores don't want to go there because there's not enough foot traffic.
it's just the worst situation ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the mall, let's say the mall buys Foot Locker in the mall. It's like, everyone, we need foot traffic and you're going to need a good pair of shoes for it. Free what? Pair of Foot Locker shoes. First 500 through the door.
Yeah, just mall just got to start giving shit away. Everyone gets an iPad at Best Buy. Come on in.
No, everyone gets a free sample of orange chicken from Cajun Cafe. And we'll be right at the door. You don't have to even have to come to the food court.
Everyone gets one shot of an orange Julius.
Everyone gets a free pretzel bite with
But that's what they got. They got to organize that on one day, like sample day. And all the stores give away free shit. Get them in the door.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea. You got fucking pre-workout shots in front of GNC. You got free steroid injections.
Not only do they have no foot traffic, they have shitty stores, and now they have to pay to give stuff away for free.
Spend money, make money.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
Free steroids.
Is that what he said?
Free steroid injections in the ass if you want it.
Tattoo parlor might be good to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people love going to get tattoos, and a lot of people buying tattoos online. That's what you just got to litter it with shit you can't do online.
Yeah.
You know? Tattoos, golfing, Santa.
Trampolines.
Trampoline. Like, it's just make it into a thing. It's just a facility. Stuff you can't do online.
Or what about a trampoline park inside a movie theater? So you're bouncing up and down while the movie's on.
That would be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Just the squeakiness of all the coils during like an intense moment in the movie Oppenheimer, whenever it's like the climax, you're like clicker, clicker,
clicker. When it's like, yeah, it's like white noise, like very faint white noise before the bomb goes off.
Yeah. It just... Yeah. And you're getting excited, so you're jumping higher.
Yeah.
Just so many double jumps going on and people breaking legs and shit because they're not paying attention to the movie. They're not paying attention to the trampoline because they're watching the movie and people are just buckling their knees left and right.
What about what about a roller coaster going throughout the entire mall? Or like the Fremont Street experience, Jarrett?
Yeah.
You have like, what is it, the zip lining.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
Good zip line. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just bring an amusement park into the mall.
Yeah,
I mean, technically, amusement park is just a mall with all the little shops that they have that you can buy.
That's true.
Walk around, you play the little games, you buy the little memorabilia.
Mm-hmm. Be a great place to go in the wintertime.
Yeah, you overpay for stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
That's essentially what the Mall of America is. Now that I'm thinking about it, someone's already done that.
Fuck.
Just been pretty successful universe. For them, though, I'd say.
And they have a movie theater.
They got to have a workout facility for the walking path.
Probably. They have everything.
Yeah, I would say more malls should just do it like Mall of America has.
Just build the biggest mall in the
country. Yeah, you could just name it by state, too, like Mall of North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a tourist attraction. They're fucked. The malls are fucked.
Yeah. Except Mall of America.
Unless they got cash to dish out and start making some of these improvements, they're fucked.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they should get tied in with the mob and then just, you know, launder the money.
You could launder money through it. Yeah.
That might be an option.
I mean, maybe that's the only way the malls are still in existence.
Maybe they're already doing it.
Mall of America probably is. They're way ahead of us. They've had a fucking amusement park in there and trampolines and shit for how long?
Yeah, fucking Dick's Last Resort. You guys ever eaten there?
No.
Decent spot.
I also think malls need to start figuring out a way to book Hooters as a lot of foot traffic through Hooters. I suppose
a lot of eye traffic too.
Good window shopping.
Although that is something you can do online. So that maybe isn't a good move.
Placement. I mean, yeah, you could put like a glasses or like an optometrist right next to Hooters. Get the eyes checked. Make sure you can see when you go in there. You don't want to be going in there all blurry.
No, you go over there and you get some of those
blurry-eyed, bushy-tailed.
You get your eyes dilated. You got one of those big glasses that go on the side. You wear those into Hooters.
Well, then they can't see like directly where you're looking.
Yeah, they can't see where your eyes are. They can't say, "Hey, my eyes are up here." Because they can't even see yours, and you have a great excuse. You're like, I was next door at fucking Pearl Vision or whatever. Yeah. It's about clustering the right businesses together.
I mean, and then you can have like, yeah, you can. You could buy a Hooters outfit for your wife next door to the Pearl Vision. You're like, wow, I really like your outfit. I'm going to go buy my wife.
Yeah, costume store next to Hooters.
Yeah.
And then Hooters does costume nights, which then helps sell more costumes.
Boom.
Brings more people into Hooters, therefore more people into the Vision place.
Yep. And then they're like, free eye exams too, like Hooters.
Yeah, just do them at Hooters. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, like sometimes you got like KFC and Taco Bell in one thing.
Combo, yeah.
Just combine Hooters with all the rest of the things.
All right, just read her chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How many fingers am I holding?
No, you how just many you take left? That. You take, dude. Eye doctors need to partner with Hooters and make the official uniform, the tank tops, have the eye exam letters on the shirt.
True.
And then naturally they're going to start at the top, be way bigger, and then it gets smaller as it goes down.
Not a bad idea.
You have guys sitting there for like over an hour.
I don't know if my eye, I don't think you're right. I think they're bad. I'm going to test it again.
One or two.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, there's plenty of places that could partner with Hooters. Hooters could just be the entire mall.
The biggest Hooters ever.
Yeah. There we go. Mall of America. Why do people still go there? It's the biggest mall in the United States. The biggest Hooters
imagine
in the United States.
Imagine if it was just Hooters with an amusement park in it. And then all the people selling stuff at the stores are just Hooters waitresses. That would actually bring in a lot of guys, a lot of foot traffic. Now, I'm not saying that's right, but that's probably what would happen.
I mean, I think
let's
it's probably
go there.
No, I haven't stepped unless I have a phone issue, which seems like I do every other week.
Yeah, unless my eyes are blurry.
You're buying another suit.
Well, I think I lost a little weight and you need you to measure me again.
Yeah, I just ran out of protein. Yeah. Honey, you just bought a 30-day supply yesterday.
Like dumping it in a flower pot or something.
Yeah, I gotta head over to the GNC. They say 10 times your body weight in grams of protein.
I thought it was 5.
Yeah. There's ways around it.
Santa comes around, you got Santa, and then the Hooters girls are the elves.
Yeah, well, John Daly is Santa at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's sponsored by Hooters, ain't he?
Oh yeah, so is his kid.
It's foolproof.
You could have an owl like sanctuary in there as well.
Yeah, right next to Hooters.
You could have a water park in there.
Okay.
Wendy Peppercorn vibes.
Yeah, just a pool.
Well, that's what where they could hold the calendar contest.
How about a swim up bar? It would be kind of fun.
There you go.
A swim up bar would be sweet.
It'd be dangerous.
Like a glass ceiling. You can look out and see the clouds, the sun.
Yeah. Like, but in a real sense, put like doctor's offices and stuff in malls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I got to go to the doctor. then I see all the other stuff.
Right, and like a pharmacy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, you just have to talk the doc into moving over.
Gotta
the mall.
Get in cahoots with all the docs.
Yeah.
Right by the Hot Topic.
Why don't they just put hospitals on top of shopping malls?
There we go. You have a kid, you're in there for 3 days. Yeah. Head on down, Hooters.
I think we
all paths lead to Hooters. If you guys haven't figured that out yet.
It's the common denominator.
Yeah. Quite literally, I mean, yeah. Yeah, we won't even, yeah. Yep. Patreon. It's Patreon.
So that's how we're saving shopping malls, we're just making them all Hooters.
It's just one big Hooters with stores inside.
Well, starting with just putting one in there, because they got rid of the one here in town 10 years ago.
Tragic.
We got the biggest Hooters.
Boom, selling point.
It writes itself.
I mean, what for, you know, 14-year-old kid, there's already the 14-year-old, 16-year-old kid population in the mall is going to skyrocket. I'm just going to go hang out with some friends, Mom. You catch them bellied up to a booth at Hooters for 4 hours. They order
just sucking down Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they ordered like two plates of the 50 wing combo deal or whatever. Fucking stacks of fries on top of it.
Sounds kind of fun.
It doesn't sound that bad for an adult. No matter how this goes down, you guys want to go to the mall?
Foot traffic. You got 2 feet right here that'll be there.
I love it. Did we just save shopping malls? I think we did.
Quite potentially.
I think we're on the path.
You can kind of combine a lot of those ideas into one. Maybe the driving the cars through it is, we can maybe mark that one up as not a very good idea.
We got to where we needed. Yeah, we love walking.
Destination. My bad idea led to a good idea.
Correct.
Exactly. Santa though. We need more Santa.
Yeah, get the Easter Bunny in there. Get
they do that, I think, already.
Get like Patrick the Irishman in there. Yeah, just get like a big pumpkin,
Uncle Sam for like 4th of July.
There we go. And go tax
get
day.
Photo taken. Just get photo taken with everything.
Tax day too.
Tax
day. Uncle Sam.
Go get a photo with Uncle Sam on tax day.
And then you get a sticker that doesn't say I voted. It says I paid my taxes. I got a refund.
Yeah. On Thanksgiving, go get your photo taken with a huge turkey.
Yeah. Yep. Huge turkey.
Kids love mascots. Just make mascots.
Mm-hmm. You have like comic book day and you like people there that are the Avengers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's ways around it. Disney day.
Maybe like winter solstice day. You know?
Yeah, just have a big snowman.
Big sun.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it still. But I think we're on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Daylight savings, just a big clock.
There's plenty.
No, just a punching bag with Benjamin Franklin's face on it because people hate daylight savings so much. You pay a buck, you get 10 licks at them.
I'd go for that.
That or they have the dunk tank where you can throw the softball at it.
Yeah, a guy dressed like as Ben Frank.
Yeah.
That's maybe, is that, you know, like they have the aggression rooms.
Yeah, the rage room, yeah.
The rage rooms. Someone should just do a punching bag facility and you just pay X amount of money and they will put whatever face that you want on the punching bag and you, for like an hour, you can just go punch the shit out of the punching bag. And drink beer.
And for $500 an hour, they will go and retrieve that person for you.
just a cage match.
Tie their hands behind their back and you signed up for an hour.
Or kidnap special.
That's where the whole mob comes into play. And
how much money would you, so like, let's say Ryan wanted to beat the shit out of you, Jared. Mm-hmm. What amount of money would you let him just wail on you for an hour?
For an hour? I think he'd eat. I think
you remember he's gonna tire out, so it's not gonna be a full hour of punches.
I'd probably do $100,000.
Would you do it for 50?
No,
because
I think 75 might be my lowest.
Yeah, I think, I mean, someone could die. after.
No, there'd be a ref. There'd be a ref.
Fucking hurt.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, maybe just get knocked out right away, and then it's like you're only there for 3 minutes, and you get paid $75K.
Maybe. Hopefully, I have a weak chin. Just get knocked out right away.
I would get knocked out for $50K, for sure.
So one way to find out.
What's the lowest you'd get knocked out for?
Probably $5,000.
Deal. Hey,
I'm gonna wake back up.
Have you ever been knocked out?
Never.
I don't know what it feels like.
I don't either. I can't assume you really feel much until you wake back up.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's the aftermath. I don't think it's the knocked out part that hurts.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to see it coming either.
You'd rather get cold clocked, cocked.
Yeah.
Cold, what is it?
Cold cocked.
Cold cocked.
Cold
cocked. Is it cold cock?
I think it's cold cock.
I don't know if I should Google that.
Cold. Cold cock.
Just Google cold cock punch, and then
I don't know if I'm gonna Google that.
I'm giving you permission. Okay.
Cocked.
cold cock. Yeah.
Cold cock is all one word.
Oh yeah, cold cock. That's what we would call it. Be right next to Hooters.
Cold cock.
You have Hooters and cold cock, and then you just pay to cold cock someone. That could save them all.
Take out your aggression. Go to the mall.
We have rage. Why don't they just like have restaurants where they just, it's like, it's literally like you have bench seating and then just a punching bag in the middle. People would love that.
It's kind of like eighth grade dance vibes where you're like, everyone's kind of on the outside and then like you get a couple people to go in.
Well, no, you get a booth. So it's like you and your friends get a punching bag.
Oh,
it's kind of like sweet shots almost.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And there could be games, you know, it's like how many punches, like there'd be a sensor in the thing. Like how many punches in a minute can you do?
Yeah.
How hard can you kick? How hard can you punch? It's like people love those things that where you hit it, the speed bag.
Yeah.
Just make that a restaurant.
I mean, the amount of like Affliction and American Fighter shirts. So,
you trying to go to cold cock tonight?
I think the usual crowd in there would probably deter a lot of other people from going in.
It would be kind of fun to do that one time.
Maybe one time, yeah. But again, we're looking for consistent foot traffic.
Yeah. And then you have like show UFC fights, like a big fight.
Dude, people would love to watch a UFC fight with a punching bag there.
Fuck yeah.
It would. I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
They were charging. There was a bar this last weekend charging $60 covers to get in and watch the fights.
Damn.
Even if you just charge $10.
Yeah, cold cock would charge $59.
True.
Undercut them.
Yeah. It's all about undercutting.
Undercutting and uppercutting.
Yeah, we call it uppercuts.
Uppercuts, yeah. And you have a barber shop.
Well, that would be
back.
The package. It'd be the uppercut package.
Yeah, you get you can go in and get a haircut, and then you can sit down and fucking wail on a.
Well, and cold cocks would only sell chicken.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And I'll be like,
oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Just thinking too hard.
There you were. Kind of like Texas Roadhouse vibes, where you walk in, it's all just like displayed right in front of you too.
But
it's big cooler.
But it's like it's cooked chicken, but they just it's in a fridge, and you can only get cold sandwiches because it's cold cock.
I mean, cold chicken, cold turkey is solid.
Yeah, and the way to get a burger, you have to say who you have beef with, and then you can get your burger.
Ooh.
Yeah. With so many puns we can do.
Yeah. You want another one, Jared? You get a pulled pork sandwich, and then you just have to tell them who you porked last.
Hey, I'll do a fruit punch.
I can't think of any more.
What do you got on tap out?
For tap
you guys
out.
Got any knuckle sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, signature item, knuckle
I'll
sandwich.
Do one knuckle sandwich.
Let's see.
It's a sick menu.
I got nothing.
I'm not too. I don't know.
Daylight savings time. Fucking up my brain.
Oh, God.
Anyways, we just invented a
that's a great restaurant.
It would be fun to go do that.
That'd be cool.
Like, imagine we're just sitting here, kind of like, you know, you go to Top Golf or Sweet Shots. They have like the little like hangout area.
Yep.
Then you go hit. But there was just a bag there instead of a golf thing.
I'm on board with it.
Yeah. You could pay a little bit extra too. Like an employee, like you could
like a trainer.
Well, no, it's like, can you knock out, like, can you knock this guy out? So you pay like an extra $20 if you knock one of the guys out, who you kind of like rent the guy to come into your space. And like, it's like you and your three other buddies.
This guy's only getting paid $20 to get knocked out.
Plus tips.
Yeah, plus tips.
You knock him out and then you take another $20 and just put it in his shirt and walk away.
Hopefully he sees that when he wakes up.
But I mean, he could be world class too. So he could be making, you know, like, people are gonna want to try it. You can make $20 all day, all week. Surge rates on the weekends, $50.
Whatever surging price right now. He's still free, recovering.
It's like a blazing challenge. You get free t-shirt if you knock him out.
Well, and that, and if you knock the, like, if you knock the stuffing out of a heavy bag, you get to just take it home.
We don't want it anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's like, and then you get a shirt that says, I knocked the stuffing out of the heavy bag at Cold Cock.
I knocked the stuffing out of Cold Cock, and all I got was this lousy shirt.
And then you could do it. So dumb. You could do an upcharge instead of, you just get a pinata. It's like a cardboard heavy bag that you kick and punch and then candy falls out. Or you can pay whatever, you can do shooters.
Hooters wings fall out. Yeah.
And like each booth, you know, is just a ring. Like, yeah, you just have the, and to get into your booth, you have to like climb through the ropes.
That'd be sick. That'd be dope.
It would be sick.
Yeah.
Like, that would just even be cool to have like a boxing themed restaurant.
Yeah. Like, not even
that you
got
to crawl through the ropes to get to your seat.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, your own little private area. I like it. I'm on board with that.
I would go for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to say that we just came up with $1 billion idea, but we just came up with $1 billion idea.
We should start a bar.
Cold Cocked. Yeah. Ryan really likes it.
He's loving it.
All right, should we take a break?
Sure.
Ryan.
Yep.
You know what shopping malls need?
What's that?
They need, on the walls, instead of water fountains, they need big gerbil water things that you just suck on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And fill it with Ice Mountain.
Yeah, well, and when you walk in the shopping mall, everyone gets like a little replaceable.
Yeah, you get like a little like gerbil condom thing you put on there.
Yeah.
And then you just suck right from the tap.
It'd be phenomenal.
Also would be a great sponsor. Like, we could put on in the ring of our Cold Cock restaurant. You just put Ice Mountain as the sponsor and everyone gets a bottle of Ice Mountain when you come in.
Title sponsor.
Title sponsor.
Be great.
The waiters and waitresses when in their like boxing shorts, what are they called? Are they just shorts?
Yeah, trunks.
They just have Ice Mountain littered all over it. They would be the sponsor of the thing. And then everyone get free Ice Mountain.
Keep the guys hydrated.
Not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
Not a bad idea.
Not at all. Free bottle of Ice Mountain instead of just like a 20-year-old plastic glass of water with ice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Every day.
And then did you say they can squirt it in your mouth when you're thirsty?
Yeah, that was before, but yeah.
Upcharge,
you can have someone, because you have someone rubbing Vaseline on your face and squirting water in your mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that would be the, you know how like you eat the, like, let's say you have a burger, but then they have like a, like when it's dessert time, you have to go sit in the corner on a stool. and they come and Vaseline you up and squirt Ice Mountain into your mouth to get you ready for the last round, which would be, yeah, each meal is a round. So they,
instead of a course,
instead of courses, yeah, they're rounds.
I'm having a 5-round meal main event.
Yeah. That's how you would order too. That'd how many sick. Rounds are you going?
Mm-hmm.
2, 1, 3.
That'd be sick. Well, and
then it's all hydrated by Ice Mountain.
Yeah. And they can even have like a bag of Ice Mountain ice to rub on your head and your back, yes, and stuff just, yep, to cool the body down, get the, yep, body
maybe,
temp back.
Maybe
down.
You get the hottest wings then in round 3, and then you go sit on the stool and someone goes puts ice on the back of your neck.
It'd be phenomenal. Maybe like bite the corner off when it starts to melt and just like kind of squirt it down your back.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's very specific, but I know what you're talking about.
You've obviously done that, yeah, before.
Way back in the day.
So, guys, I don't think there's any other water we would want in Cold Cock than Ice Mountain. Ryan, you know what I haven't had in a while?
What haven't you had in a while?
Eggs inside of a wrap. Like, it's been so long.
That does check out, yeah.
It's like, I miss it. I used to just
relentlessly,
religiously eat my eggs in a wrap. And then I don't know what happened. You know, life gets in the way. You start having a kid.
Well, it also probably just started getting bland too. And then you're like, yeah, why don't I just have,
it's missing something.
Yeah.
But I think the folks over at Holiday did figure out what was missing, which is...
Yep, it's a cheesy veggie square wrap with scrambled eggs, cheese, salsa, onions, green and red peppers wrapped in a flour tortilla.
Yeah, that's what it was missing, was the cheese, peppers...
Salsa.
Eggs.
No, egg. The eggs are already in it.
Onion.
An onion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wrapped in a flour.
Yep, tortilla. Yep.
And now it's like, how would I have my eggs in a tortilla any other way? I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. No.
So guys, if you're sick of eating scrambled eggs in a wrap by itself, you got to head to Holiday gas stations. They got the veggie square wrap. Put two, three of those in your pocket, pay for them and head to work.
Square wrap too. It fits great in the back pocket, like a wallet. Save it for later.
We need to rebrand them from square wraps to the wallet wraps. I guess that would just be a taco.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We are full of ideas today. I can't wait to hear what we come up with next. All right, Jared. What do you got for us today?
Napoleon Bone my parts. What food should be deep fried more?
And I've never had one, but Anne the other day had a chimichanga. Which is just a deep fried like burrito,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I would love to try a chimichanga. I have never had one. But they sound delicious. She couldn't be a bigger fan. But so I think a lot like taco, like just Mexican food in general, let's just start deep frying more of it.
Nachos would be interesting.
Yeah. Deep fried nachos, which I think the chips are deep fried. Deep fried. So it's, yeah, kind of, so you're looking for a double deep fry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You did say deep fried more.
Okay.
You didn't say deep fried once.
Yeah. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to deep fry fries.
That'd be a good one.
Potatoes cut in verticals, I would like to deep fry.
Yeah, that's a new that's another restaurant. Double deep fried. Double deeps. Something. Try that out. Going double deep tonight. Deep fried.
I think people mozzarella sticks are so popular at restaurants. Why aren't more people just buying cheese sticks and deep frying them at home?
Oh, like the one that come in like a plastic.
Yeah.
Because you just buy frozen mozzarella sticks and it's going to be the same quality, I think.
Probably be better just to buy it frozen.
Really?
Probably. If you don't know how to do it, it's gonna be.
I mean, garbage. I would like to try a homemade mozzarella stick.
Yeah, if somebody knows. Yeah, if they know.
I mean, deep frying is not that hard.
If they've seen their way around a mozzie stick before, then I'd like to try that.
I was gonna say I love more deep fried sushi, but they already have deep fried sushi.
It's called tempura.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Oh, you aren't living, man. It's the only sushi Ann will eat sometimes. Which then, to me, doesn't even feel like sushi anymore.
No.
But it's more like a wonton style.
I feel like everything has been deep fried at some point.
Well, nobody like, said more. Or, when we deep fried more.
Yeah, I mean, mozzarella sticks. I answered the question. Why are you guys just buying for them?
Something that people need to be deep frying more is ice cream. Fried ice cream is very, very good.
I don't think it's deep fried, though, because it would melt.
No, they deep fry it somehow.
Yeah.
Fried ice cream, I don't, and please look this up just to make sure I'm not crazy, but it's not.
Well, regardless if you're deep frying it or just frying it in oil in a pan, it's still getting hot.
Right, but that's a different method with oil in a pan versus a full. Sorry,
we need to be frying ice cream more.
Yeah, they got a little crust on it.
How do they get the crust on if they're not frying it?
Go to all.
Right there. How does deep fried ice cream stay cold? Coating the frozen ball of ice cream with just the right ingredients creates a layer of insulation that protects the ice cream from fucking melting, Ryan.
Yeah. So it's pretty much like the crust is getting deep fried and nothing else.
Ice cream. Oh. But I do think fried ice cream, if you've never had it, you got to try it once. It's very good.
I need to try it.
That's my answer. Mm-hmm. Fried ice cream.
I mean, I would like to start deep frying pickles more, but then you fucking buy them at the grocery store. The ones I'd make are probably dog shit.
You probably would. It's not easy. It's harder than you think.
That's my answer. I more deep fried pickles, like making them in the regular rotation.
Gotcha.
Instead of just like once a quarter at a restaurant, you know,
because some of them have like 4 times a year.
Like objectively though, like fried pickles are maybe right now in society, like the thing other than chicken that's getting fried. Yeah. Like
not at home though.
It goes chicken, French fries, fried pickles.
I would say pickles are top five easily.
Yeah.
No way, dude. Not at home. At restaurants, yeah. Just
moving the goalposts.
I mean,
we'll move on.
Anything
we'll
that I say, on. Well, fuck.
J Train asks,
I'd like to deep fry this can of Bush Light.
That'd be cool. How much should I actually spend on an engagement ring? Three months of pain seems like a lot.
Yeah, I think in today's world, that's gone out the window, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably more, isn't it?
What?
I feel like people are spending bags on rings these days.
Oh, I feel the opposite. I feel like people aren't spending much on engagement rings anymore. Jared,
I have no idea, to be honest.
I think that it's people were spending more on engagement rings back in the day. No, like I'm not doing this to argue with you.
My question is what makes
Google you think it? That? Hey, are people how much are people spending on rings?
How much?
I think it's really, you know, if your fiance or future fiance, your girlfriend. Your girlfriend like expects an expensive ring, then you probably got to buy an expensive ring. Then you have the other group of people who are like, if she expects an expensive ring, she's probably not the right one. You know?
Red flag.
But I think as long as you two are on board with, you know, a price range or a vibe of what she expects, if she really does love you, she'll wear a ring from the little coin spinner
or like a ring pop
yeah.
or something. Mm-hmm.
Couple spent on average about $6,000 on engagement ring in 2022 compared to some people, 1,000 to 4,000. It's all over the map. So just go with what you feel, you know.
Well, here's an alternative too. You could just get like a, you could get a really, really part-time job and then just use 3 months of that salary towards a ring. Yeah. It's not nearly as much, you know?
That's a great idea.
I mean,
or you could go big, go Michael Scott, 3 years salary.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Gotta get insurance on that puppy too. No matter how much you gotta get the insurance.
Gotta get the insurance.
It's like $10 a month or something. I don't know. You gotta get the insurance.
Jack Shotgun. How to not give a shit about what people think when first starting out at the gym.
The fine line.
The tough one.
But if you are there, is he saying like he's overweight?
It sounds like it's his first time back in the gym in a long time.
Yeah, just starting out.
Yeah.
And what was the question?
How to not give a shit about what people think at the gym.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think anyone's thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's kind of how life is in general, too, is like you think people are paying attention to what you're doing. But
I would agree with that.
And if I did have a judgment on Ryan at the gym, I'm forgetting about it 10 seconds later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, unless you're being just like, if you're, I don't know, fucking don't be curling in the squat rack. Number one, like
As long as you're doing the right etiquette.
Correct. Yeah. Proper gym etiquette is important.
Watch Ryan pick a wedgie at the gym, I'm going to think about it for 3 seconds and then I'm on to the next thing. I'm on to the next set.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Wipe your bench down when you're done.
And if you're really worried about it, just like maybe ask questions to other people. Be like,
what do you think of me?
Yeah. Just get in front of it. Just be like, hey man, first time back in the gym. Like, what are you doing? What's your rep scheme looking like? I'm looking to bulk up because gym guys love giving advice
big time.
So if you get in front of it, don't retroactively get the advice. Don't do something wrong or get in the way. Ask them. Then now you're on the same team.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the gym's all about egos too. So like,
egos.
Yeah, that's gonna pump their ego up.
Just start stroking the dudes in the gym. Their egos. Stroke their egos off.
They love that, I'm sure.
Go to the gym. Just start stroking.
Yep, and wipe off the bench when you're done.
Yeah. When you're done stroking.
Especially when you're done stroking.
Yes.
Egos. Stroking egos.
Yeah. Let's get in front of it.
And to really get back to swing things, you just find a gal working on a Smith's machine and just start giving her advice.
You could do that.
That usually goes over good. Girls love when you go up to them and give them unwanted advice at the gym. I always see that playing out well on TikTok.
Great advice. So we have two fun facts.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Fun.
All right, I have like an anatomy one and a history one. So
okay, I'm an exercise scientist. Ryan's a history buff. It works out good.
Yep,
let's go.
The amount of abs you can attain is purely determined by genetics. While six packs are the most common, some bodybuilders, such as Schwarzenegger, can only attain a four pack. This is due to humans being born with different amounts of, I think it's fascia bands. The most you can have is a 10 pack, which is rare.
Oh, Jesus.
I think I might be one of those rare few that got a two pack or a one pack. I think my gut is kind of just one big fascia.
One big half.
Yeah,
just slammed over the top.
He's just lacking in fascia bands when he's born. Yeah. It's not his fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just
some
it's
call
just
it shy abs. I call it lack of fascia bands.
Yeah.
How many do you think you got? You got six?
Oh, yeah.
Eight?
No, God, no.
Oh. I don't think I got all eight. I think I only got four. I think me and Schwarzenegger.
You and Schwartz.
Great icebreaker if you ever meet him.
Hey, because yeah. You got lack of fascia bands as well.
But.
How many do you think you got, Jared?
Doesn't even pay to think, because like I'm never gonna reach that.
You've never seen them?
No,
Jared. I mean, we can't be thinking like that.
I'd have to lose like 60 pounds for me to see
them. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you just have to eat clean. That's the biggest thing.
You just eat clean, yeah. And then
abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah, and then you also have to train your abs like you train any other body part. You know?
Yeah, I just probably
Ooh, we could help you out. So we should have some sort of trigger on the podcast that he's got to do 20 sit-ups.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, how about like the V in his chair? You scoot to the end of your chair.
We mix it up, right? Like one podcast, he can do the leg flutters.
There we go. Yep. Flutter kicks.
Then he can do jackknifes, which is like maybe expert level. I could be like a rare. It's like drinking game, but Jared doing abs.
Yeah.
So like every time Tyler messes with his beard, you have to do 5 sit-ups.
Or if Ryan says something dumb.
Yeah. If Ryan gets squirrely, jackknifes, set of 10.
Well, the question is like, how fast do you want this six-pack?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, we're looking at like 3 or 4 episodes from now.
Yeah, it's like
to determine fascia bands.
How? Yeah.
Do like 200 jackknifes.
And again, this is not so you get to look in shape. This is so it's purely scientific to know how many fascia bands you have on your stomach.
We are an experimental podcast, mm-hmm. too. Yeah.
Well, you're just learning more about yourself, too. You know?
Educational.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
That was a fun fact. I did not know that.
I thought you might know that, but
I did not know that. That is new to me.
Okay.
I didn't know a 10 pack was. I wonder what they could. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. This is the other one. There were 26 families of passengers on the Mayflower that are known to have left descendants. It is estimated that over 30 million people can trace their ancestry back to those 26 families on the Mayflower.
So wait, say it again.
Holy.
There were 26 families of passengers on the Mayflower that are known to have left descendants. It is estimated that over 30 million people can trace their ancestry back to those 26 families on
the Mayflower. That's like almost 10% of the United States. Am I correct?
Yeah, almost. I would say probably more like 8, but yeah.
8% of the United States are related to the ancestors of the Mayflower.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all just fucking each other.
They do be fucking.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. It's like I guess that's what. It's like 2 New York cities, I think.
But it's 26 families.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be, you know, let's say that there's 4 people a family. Probably back then, maybe even more.
12?
Yeah.
No, like 8 per family. 26 times 8.
10?
Yeah, that's a lot of. Do you think you're related to them?
Probably not.
I don't think I am either. I can just feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
You know, when you say Mayflower, I feel no connection.
Yeah. I did the 23andMe too, and it never showed up as like.
Did you?
Mayflower.
You did the 23andMe? What'd you find out? What was like, because you know, it's like, oh my God, I'm Scottish. German. I'm German. That's but was there anything cool that you found out?
Well, so I have more Native American in me than I thought I had.
Really?
2%.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if like, I don't know how that all, like how far down the line that would be, but I didn't think I had any. So that was kind of interesting. Scots Irish, majority of it.
Mm.
That's Scottish and Irish mixed into one, if you guys are wondering. So.
Hey, he just knows his heritage.
Everything in between Scots Irish and the 2% Native American, I can't remember.
Yeah, it was probably England.
German, probably.
Probably. German's a big one.
I gotta do one of those.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun.
Do
they tell you like any notable, like, they just give you a list
like
of
relatives
people
you're
related
or anything?
To,
no. You know? Like, no, I think that one is no.
Because don't those, if like you had a distant relative do 23andMe, it would like ping you and tell you.
I think it would. Yeah,
that's probably the upcharge.
Yeah, upcharge for sure.
We gotta get you on the upcharge.
I know. I should do it again just to see if anything's changed.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Sure, they'd love to have you back.
That'd be funny if they did like a map and it was like all your relatives and he like clicks on Fargo and it just like lights up red. It's like a Ryan dating. Thank God he married Meg. If he'd have dated anyone else, it would have been incest.
Through a mind.
Thank God I married before I moved to Fargo.
Yeah. just
I may not be able to go into Hooters in the mall.
Fargo just looks like a Christmas tree for you. It's lit up. It's like he's like playing Minesweeper trying to date in Fargo.
Say like this can't be right.
Yeah, no, I didn't run into any of that.
No, that happened.
I should do it again though. Just I probably still got the results somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think you need to do it again.
I'm gonna check it out. See
how distant can you be where you can still marry your cousin and the chances of having any incestual issues be not a thing?
I have no idea.
You're like second cousin.
No, because like you start going far enough out, like
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
But like, I wonder how many people are six cousins with me in Fargo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Can we look it up?
Who Miles' sixth cousin is?
No, like.
It would be nice if you guys got me a 23andMe and Ancestry.com. I want to get them
double
checked. You want
both? Yeah. You want a second opinion?
I want a second opinion.
You thought you had more French in you? He's like 3% French. Finds out.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, you know, it's like my dad's like, yeah, my mom was 50% German. And it's like, they don't know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So I would actually like to know.
Okay, good to know.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to sucker my brother into buying it because then we'll have the same.
Smart.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good one. That is true.
That's a great Christmas gift for him. I give him that. Then I was going to do one for myself. So that I don't even actually have to give him a gift. And he does it and I get all the answers.
Right. He does all the work.
That'd be suck if he didn't share his results with me. Like refused.
That would piss you off so much.
Like, Miles, you're not going to like this.
1% French.
Look, Google, how far out can you marry a relative before incest?
This is for science purposes. Correct. This is not, he's not wondering.
Quora.
Quora says second cousin.
It's a very Quora response.
In much of the Middle East, however, a first cousin marriage is seen as ideal. Whoa. Anything closer to first cousin is almost universally deemed incest. Marriage between first cousins is legal in only about half of American states. That is disastrous. If you even have to
third cousin would cause no issues.
That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Third cousins have barely any more shared DNA than the general population.
That this is all from Quora. I don't know about this.
That's gotta be it.
That is too close for comfort, in my opinion.
Really, yeah, threading the needle.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing Russian roulette, yeah. You know. You know, five times it's not gonna be, but that one time.
I like all these like Googles, like, is it okay to marry my very distant cousin? And it's like, can I marry my long distance
cousin? the person Googling that is like, my distant cousin is that so hot and she's into me.
Is there, yeah, it would be fun one day just to be on, like, because you can see Google Trends. Like, just spend a day just searching weird stuff and see how many people are actually searching weird stuff.
That will be funny.
Good research.
It's like more people are searching this than how to do their taxes.
Yeah, you can just hire someone to do your taxes. You can't hire someone to inbreed you. Well, you could, I guess.
There's got to be someone out there for that. All right, those were fun facts, Jared.
Those were good.
Sweet.
I don't remember what the second fact was. Mayflower,
26 families. Mm-hmm. Probably not part of it, but.
And probably growing, you know?
Yeah. I gotta go sleep this daylight savings time off.
Ryan's on fumes. Me up. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the You Betcha Radio podcast. May your husbands and wives be not your cousins. And may you get a reservation at Cold Cox. Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.